25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 10th. But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Luke 10:41-42. Devotional. Martha and Mary, two sisters who were close to Jesus during his ministry and among the few women specifically mentioned in Scripture. Their relationship with him is highlighted and has been used to illustrate a place where we might find ourselves when the busyness of life catches up with us. If you're a mom reading this, you may be familiar with the state of Martha's hurried request as opposed to Mary's calm demeanor at Jesus' feet. You may have even been encouraged to be more like Mary as the clear example of a woman to emulate. But I'd like to challenge you with a different perspective. What if we notice instead the choices they were faced with at this moment in time? A meal needed to be prepared, and someone had to do it. Martha chose to become flustered and asked Jesus in an almost accusatory tone if he cared that Mary was not contributing, because she certainly did. He called her by name twice and pointed out that her focus was scattered, and now she's worried about her sister too. If Martha's blunder was to make others' choices her responsibility, then I can totally relate. We have lots of worries on our plate, don't we? We cannot possibly solve every problem or put out every fire, but we try. We try to save our kids from making mistakes or apologize for things out of our control. We're worried about many things at the same time. But Jesus said, "One thing is necessary, not many. Respect your sister's choice, because this one will last forever." Prayer. Lord, help me to stop taking responsibility for the choices of others. Please help me to respect the choices of others and not take on more than I need to. Help me to rest in the comfort of knowing that you're right here with me, and I only need to focus on one important thing at a time. Thank you for the gift of your presence. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.